AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy meets soon with President Biden at the White House on raising the nation's debt limit. The government risks going into default as early as June 1st. Republicans want spending cuts in exchange for allowing new borrowing. McCarthy does not want a stopgap bill.
I continue to kick the can down the road. Let's solve it now. What do you do for 97 days? What is the Senate going to ask for? They haven't passed anything.
President Biden says he's willing to hold talks on the budget only after default is no longer a threat. A New York jury is deliberating in the civil case against Donald Trump, accusing him of rape.
The judge told jurors the first question on the verdict form will be to decide whether they think there is more than a 50% chance that Trump raped Carol inside a Manhattan department store's dressing room in 1996, as she said, which Trump denies. If they believe Carol, jurors can award her damages. If they answer no to rape, they can still decide on lesser forms of assault against Trump. Meanwhile, the former president posted on social media that he can't speak until after it's over, but will appeal what he calls the unconstitutional silencing of me, no matter the outcome. Julie Walker, New York.
It's Victory Day in Russia, and President Vladimir Putin says the West has unleashed a real war against his country. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says,
Victory Day is supposed to be about peace and unity in Europe. It's supposed to be about the end of war and bloodshed and suffering. Instead, Mr. Putin promised only more violence and spewed only more lies about a war he falsely claims has been unleashed against Russia.
Post by Mauricio Garcia on a Russian social networking site suggests he planned for weeks before opening fire at a shopping mall near Dallas, killing 8 people. This is AP News. Officials from the party of former Pakistan Prime Minister Imran Khan says he's been arrested, accused of corruption.
Fawad Chaudhry, a senior official with the party, says Khan was dragged out of the court and into a police vehicle and is now in the custody of the security forces. He denounced the arrest as an abduction. Chaudhry adds the former prime minister was arrested by agents from the country's anti-corruption body, the National Accountability Bureau. Khan was ousted in a no-confidence vote in Pakistan in April 2022, claiming his ouster was illegal and a Western conspiracy, and has campaigned against the government of his successor, Prime Minister Shahbaz Sharif, demanding early elections. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The late pop superstar Prince is being honored in Minnesota as the state renames a 7-mile stretch of highway that runs past his Paisley Park recording studios. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz used purple ink to sign the bill. Ed Donahue, AP News.